It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's time for high school basketball state tournament coverage on Sunny 101.3 this evening. Fall City Sacred Irish back in the state tournament for the 26th time overall for the Irish, 22nd year under Coach Doug Goltz. In those 22 seasons that he's sent a team to state, well, 21 so far, this is 22 tonight, he's brought home 11 first-place trophies, a couple of seconds, and 16 times the Irish have brought home trophies under head coach Doug Goltz. It's an uphill battle tonight. Archangels Catholic is a very good basketball team. They're the number 2 seed. They are coming in here with a record of 24-2 on the year. The Irish 17-8, but they have played a very tough schedule this year, and they've won every game against Class D1 or D2 competition. I had a chance to visit with Coach Doug Goltz about the season and about the state tournament. We'll be back and hear from the coach and get his thoughts on tonight's first-round matchup with Archangel Central Catholic after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with St. Heart Coach Doug Goltz as the Irish head back to the state tournament. Coach, congratulations. This is your 22nd Sacred Heart basketball team. You've led to the state tournament. As we talked before, it's a great accomplishment and something that never gets old, even though you've been there a lot of times.
Definitely. I'm really happy for this team and these boys. The seniors, some of them were on our varsity as freshmen, was the last time we played in Lincoln. So, these guys have done all the things that you need to do. They've worked hard. We thought we had a chance to do something in D2 if we could just kind of keep our heads up with the schedule that we have. But we're really happy to be in the state tournament.
Let's talk a little bit about that schedule. I was kind of looking at it again. You schedule tough teams. I mean, there's teams in your conference you have to play. Sometimes they struggle a little bit, but you schedule the Tri-Counties, the Johnson Brocks, the teams like that, Syracuse you end up playing. A lot of really good basketball teams. That really helps this time of the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, some of those games weren't as close as I would have liked, but, you know, like you said, Syracuse is in the state tournament. Auburn's in the state tournament. Johnson Brock was 3-time state champ. Tri-County had a really nice mm-hmm. team this year. And those are all bigger teams that, you know, they're used to winning, and just the competition, what it brings out of you and kind of exploits what your weaknesses are, things that you've got to shore up and do better. I think our schedule really helped us. Sometimes it's kind of tough mentally because, you know, you're losing games and you know, nobody likes to lose, but you got to kind of keep your eye on the goal, which is to be as good a D2 team as we can be, when we get to, you know, sub districts in mm-hmm. that time of year.
A lot of times we talk about basketball programs, a great tradition. And one thing is like, well, they've got, it's this team, it's their way. That's the way they do it. You, with so many victories over the years, so many state titles, you probably have rolled with the punches with what you get out of your kids as well as anybody, because you've won with teams, you've had big kids, you've won with teams that have fast kids. This year you get a team of kids that are breaking every school three-point record there is. Just to credit what you've been able to accomplish as a coach, you really adjust to whatever you have.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a younger coach, I was maybe too stubborn to realize that that's what you need to do. You know, I've always wanted to be a team that plays man-to-man, and it's just not our best defense with the personnel we have. So we've played a lot of zone this year. We press a lot of zone pressing. We haven't done that a lot over the years. But it's something that we have to do to be successful, and it's basically because of the personnel. We're not very big. We're not super athletic. We like to have a team that the ball goes inside and we get high percentage shots, but we don't have a real strong post game. So we are doing things definitely different maybe than what is the norm for Sacred Heart boys basketball, but you know, we just got to do what we can with the players we have, and this is what's worked for us this year.
And you've used a lot of players this year, too.
Yeah, it's nice to be deeper than we were the last couple years. We just didn't have the bench, and we're able to play 9 this year. It took us a while to kind of figure out what our best starting lineup was, and, you know, that was when I was still trying to maybe run more of a 2-post offense and 3 guards, and eventually, we just thought we're better off to start 4 guards and sub in based off of that lineup. And yeah, it is nice that we've got some players that can come in and do some things for us when we're in foul trouble or just to give guys a rest.
Mm-hmm. Well, today you've played another tough team, Archangels Catholic. That's the Humphrey St. Francis. You're not stranger to them, playing in all kinds of football and basketball. I was kind of surprised you've only played them 3 times in the state tournament. It seems like it's more often than that, but, boy, they're a good opponent today.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about Coach Kessler and his team. They are really a machine. The way they run their 1-3-1 defense, just so active and aggressive, and they get a lot of tips and steals. If they get that going, it's really tough to beat them because so many of those turnovers just turn into layups at the other end. So we're going to have to really be good with the ball and be smart with our fakes and such to not just get the ball deflected and stolen. But they're athletic. They're not great shooters, but they get so many offensive rebounds because of their athleticism, and they've got more size than we do, which is kind of the way it is about every team we play, but they really are a solid team. They got 3rd last year in the state tournament. Our side of the bracket's kind of loaded. You've got the state champ, St. Mary's, playing runner-up, why not after us? So you've really got a tough side that we're on. And, you know, there's just some good teams this year, especially in D2, I think.
I'll ask you one more question before we finish up. I watched some of the girls' tournament last week, and you've seen this over the years probably. It looked like the girls had, a lot of teams had tough time shooting last weekend. The backgrounds are different when you get to Devaney and PBA because of where the baskets are. You don't play much at Pritchard Auditorium anymore, which I thought used to be a little bit of an advantage, but that makes it kind of tough going into a first game, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not anything that we talk about. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, it's not the same as a high school gym. But,
right.
You know, we just got to play the way we've been playing. We're going to rely on three-point shooting, I'm sure, just because that's the way we have to, and you hope you shoot well. I mean, you know, I do think that a lot of times teams don't shoot quite as well in the state tournament. Sometimes that's because by Saturday they're pretty tired,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it is what it is, and we're hoping that we can come out and really shoot well against the 1-3-1 zone that Archangels runs.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Irish tonight.
Thanks, John.
We'll be back with the rest of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
This is Darcy Prawley, Crop Insurance Specialist at Ag Partners. With a new year comes new choices for your farming operation. When it comes to your crop insurance, the most expensive choice might be to do nothing. Recently, the Crop Insurance Program has seen new changes to make farming operations more competitive. So what could it be costing you to do nothing and stay with that same old policy? If you want your crop insurance better positioned for the new year, please contact Jim Ward or Darcy Prawley at Ag Partners to learn more. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy. Powered by progress.
Mobile banking makes it possible to bank where you are. The convenience of checking your account balance, transferring funds between accounts, or making a payment using your cell phone are all reasons why you should stop by the main branch of F&M Bank to get started. Our customer service representatives are available to assist you locally in Fall City. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Sunny 101.3.
And good evening, everybody, from Cobb Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's Class D2 State Tournament Basketball time. Fall City Sig Hart taking on Archangels, the defenders from Humphrey, Nebraska tonight in this opening round of the Class D2 State Tournament. Good evening, I'm John Nixon with Randy Gatua. And we are bringing you the quarterfinal round here tonight. Randy, should it be a lot of fun? Always fun when the teams get to state tournament time.
It sure is. And, John, we've already had a lot of fun here this afternoon. A game of interest to our listeners around southeast Nebraska in a game completed just ahead of this one. In Class C2, the Freeman Falcons picked up an overtime win over Valentine. Freeman was the number 6 seed. They defeated Valentine 57-56 in overtime. That means they will be facing Fremont Bergen coming up on Friday afternoon at 3:15. So congratulations to Coach Jim McLaughlin and the Freeman Falcons on that big overtime win.
Yeah, it was a good ball game to watch here tonight in that one. Here it will be the Irish on the road, basically. They are the visitors tonight. Scott Jess, Archangel Catholic, coming into the tournament as the number 2 seed. As I believe, if I got my seating right, Archangel number 2 and Sacred Heart number 7. In the tournament, they're ranked 5th and 6th in the state. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a look at the starting lineups on Sunny 101.3.
Whether it's your hometown gear or snacks for the big game, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Falls City. From custom tees to cozy hoodies, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. Visit us at our new location on Stone Street. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at W7DesignCo.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Falls City, custom looks from home ground roots.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big-name protection. With offices in Falls City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Looking to upgrade your floors? Fresho Floors in Falls City has you covered. With 25 years of experience, they deliver top-notch craftsmanship and custom coatings for homes and businesses. From design to installation, Fresho Floors offers start-to-finish solutions, and their work speaks for itself. Call 402-245-3567 or visit FreshoFloors.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fresho Floors, quality flooring, hometown solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Score to report from this afternoon in Class A, and this game has some ties to Sacred Heart. Lincoln Southwest defeated Miller North 81-71. They will advance and face Omaha Westside. In that game, from Fall City, Jeff West's grandson, DeCorey Wilson, led the Lincoln Southwest with 26 points this afternoon. So congratulations to the Skyhawks. 26 points for DeCorey Wilson. They got the win 81-71. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's ball game. All right, for the Sacred Heart Irish, they'll go with Cole Tapp. Tapp is a 5'11 senior, averaging 14.7 points per ball game. Bo Fletcher. Fletcher is a junior at 6', 14.5 points per game. Brendan Lemron, a 6' senior, 13.2 points per contest. Toby Baxter, a 5'11 junior, 2.5 points per game. And Cooper Kanabe, the postman, a 6'3 senior, he averages just under 3 points per ball game. Starting lineup for the Archangel Defenders. They're coached by Coach Eric Kessler. They are 24-2 on the season. They'll go with Gavin Gillenkirchen. Gillenkirchen, a 5'11 junior, 10.7 points per game. Ethan Weisler, 6'1 and a junior, 10.1 points per game. Brendan Johannes. Johannes is a senior. He's a big man, John, 6'6. He averages 13.3 points per game. Kellen Mundell is a 6'2 senior, 9.2 points per game. And Tucker Zarnik rounds out the starting five for the Defenders. He is a 5'11 junior, averaging 5 points per ball game. So what you've got there, John, is kind of a four-headed monster here with four of those ball players all averaging around 10 points. A well-spread-out offense for the Defenders. The starters been introduced for the Irish. They're taking care of Arkansas. Sacred Heart, 26 triple state tournament. This will be the fourth time they've met up with Humphrey St. Francis, or now the Broad Park Angels. And the Irish won all three previous games, but Humphrey St. Francis has to get all the way back and push over the second year when they beat North Francis for the state championship. I want to remind everyone our presenting sponsor. sponsor for this broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Tonight's game also brought to you in part by W7 Design Company, as well as Crushell Floors, State Farm Insurance, your Matt Kirkendall agency in Fall City, as well as F&M Bank, Mustang Seeds, Riverstone Insurance, El Camino Electric, and Farm and City Supply. Say thanks to all those folks if you enjoy this live coverage of state tournament basketball. We're ready to get underway. Both teams break the huddle, come out to center court, and here with your first quarter of play-by-play, Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. It will be Brendan Johannes, 6'6" here, coming up against Cooper Kanami for the Irish. The Irish go right to left as we look at the game here from courtside at the Bandit Center, and it will be the defenders with the ball to start the ball game. They'll take it to the paint. Inside, lost it, now got it back, kick it out to the top, and driving up will be Gillenkirk. Back out top they go to Johannes, taking their time, shot clock down to 15, now they try to get it inside, they do, and a little shot inside, Tucker Zarnik with the bucket, puts the defenders up 2-0. Full court pressure, 1-3-1 by the defenders. Up the floor, inside, and a turnover by the Irish as it is taken away at the free throw line. Here come the defenders the other way now with the basketball. To the front court with it will be Gillenkirk, and he'll take it out. Three ball on the way, and they bank it in from the right side. Starting makes it his second hoop, and it's 5-0 quickly. 1 minute into the ball game here. To the front court, the Irish, a foul with it, gives the ball back to Lebron. Over Fletcher on the right side. The Irish will have 3-point opportunities tonight. They get it down low, now to Kanavi, back to Cloud. They'll take it to Lebron, and a long three on the rim, no good, and the rebound is brought down by Johannes, and he's going to be fouled, I believe, by Kanavi here.
Foul number 43.
That foul is going to be on Kanavi, on Cooper. That's his first personal. And team foul number one on the Irish. Sagan Hart showing pressure of their own in the backcourt here. Little 2-2-1. Up the floor with it comes Gillenkirk all the way to the hole, and he flips it off the glass for two more. A hot start for the defenders. They're up 7-0. 1.5 minutes gone by here. In the middle now, it goes to Cole Pass. Hands it off to Kyle, all the way out here, midcourt, reverses, gets the ball picked up, now goes over to Lebron on the right side. Lebron, bounce pass, and it'll be Tab moving into the paint, kicks it out, now Kanavi shot rejected from 10 feet, and here come the defenders on the run the other way, Wiesler with it, up the floor, they'll move it over to the left side, and now back out to the top, beyond the three-point line to Gillenkirk. Right side, they pass up a three, they'll go cross-court for another three-point attempt. Short off the rim, no good there by the big man, Brendan Johannes, and the ball off the rim, out of bounds underneath the basket, Irish basketball. 5:54 to play first quarter, 7-0. Archangel with the early lead here.
In the backcourt, the Irish plow with it, gets it back to Lemeron. Brendan comes to the front court, one of the two seniors on the Irish squad. Now plow back to Lemeron, right side of the floor. Bo Fletcher, now to plow, goes left, back to the right. To Lebron. Lebron moving up. And now over the right side, Fletcher split two defenders and he gets tripped. And the Irish will have the ball on the sideline. Foul on Johannes. Foul is going to be called on Gillenkirk. And that is his first team foul number one on the defenders.
Oh, he called on 12. Oh, they've reversed the numbers. Okay.
Bring it into the Irish. New shot clock. And up the floor it comes. Out in the backcourt, Lebron. Over the left side, Cloud, down in the corner. Taft moves around one defender, cut off on the baseline, back out to Cloud. Away to Lemeron. Excellent, fast-paced defense. Quick to the ball are the defenders. Now it's Lemeron, right side, and again, it's going to be Bo Fletcher. 8 on the clock. And now a three ball from Lemeron. Banks it in from the top. Brendan Lemeron with the Irish ball on the board. Finally, at 7-3. Long pass up the floor, in the air, too high, controlled, though, by Zarnik. Zarnik will pass up, get it back, goes across the court, stolen by Fletcher. He leads the Irish and steals on the air. And now back to Lemeron. Hit pass, cross court, nearly picked off, but Cloud controls it. Down to Taft and back to Cloud. They play catch around the perimeter on the outside. Lemeron again, 1-3-1 zone by the
defenders. And here's a quick three on the way, too strong by Taft. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. Back to LeBron as he stole that rebound away. Now it'll be Clough. Back to LeBron, fakes the three, drives top of the key. Back off to Fletcher. He's been hot from the outside and the inside the last 2 weeks. A drive and a stop. Now Taft will fire. Miss it. Kanani tips it out. New shot clock and a three ball by Fletcher. No, he's knocked to the floor. Rebound out of bounds off the defender's Irish ball. Halfway through quarter number one.
Fletcher went down hard across the way on that three-point attempt, but no whistle on the shot.
Out of the game will go Zarnik for the defenders. Checking in is going to be, where is he at? Lost. Oh, Gage Braun in the ballgame. 6-1 senior. Three ball, left corner up, no good, and a foul on the rebound. Stake hurt off the miss by LeBron.
It's going to be Fletcher called for the personal. It'll be his first, team foul number two.
Inbound against the pressure, get the ball away to the left side to Wiesler. Coming up the floor, throws it forward now to Gillenkirchen. He'll hold the basketball, now go to the free throw circle, back out from Braun to Gillenkirchen. Take it right side of the floor, Johannes. Johannes dribbling down, throws it up off the glass, no good. Rebound by the defender, and is picked up and put in there by the big man Braun underneath, and is now 9-3, the defenders with the lead. And we've got a kick ball on the far side as the Irish went for a pass. Ball got kicked, and we'll get the ball into the game. The Irish here comes J.J. Lancaster in place of foul.
Boy, John, this is an impressive defense here from the defenders. Jacob Hart just not able to get much of a look at the basket.
Quick to the ball on every pass. Out top, LeBron dribbles up, free throw circle. Over it goes Fletcher, left-hander on the way, short, no good. Kanavi kept it alive and brought down by Braun. Braun will get it ahead, up the floor to the right side for three. It's on the way, way too strong that time by Jacob Keller, just checked in. And now a weak side rebound on the offensive end, this time by Gillenkirchen. His outlet stolen away, again by Fletcher. Fletcher passes it off, gets it back, heads to the hole, he kicked it. Kanavi picked it up, out it goes to Taft for three. In, out, no, and the rebound grabbed up by Mundell. Kellen Mundell gets the ball out top to Gillenkirchen. He's double teamed in the baseline, and it is tipped out by Sacred Heart, defender of basketball.
Back into the ballgame, Tucker Zarnik checks back in, as well as Brendan Johannes. Back on the floor now for the defenders. For the Irish, checking in, Toby Baxter, and replacing Cooper Kanavi.
From the right side of the floor, about 25 feet up off the baseline, the defenders inbound the ball. Take it left side, Johannes. Back to the middle, pass tip. Fletcher had it, ends up with his third steal of the ball game. Off the floor comes the junior. Stop, goes again. Baseline, pull up on the rim, won't go. Rebound, tip. Lancaster gets it for Sacred Heart. He's going to shoot it and score it. From the baseline, right side, J.J. Lancaster. 15, makes it 9-5, 2:14 to play opening period of the state tournament. Johannes up the floor with it, stops, leaves it back now. Gillenkirchen. Gillenkirchen against the man-to-man defense over Johannes' left side elbow. Underneath, wide open for the Bunny. Ethan Wiesler. And it's now 11-5. The lead is 6. To the front court. Here come the Irish. And it will be LeBron to the right side. The Lancaster ball tipped out of bounds by the defenders. They deflect a lot of passes and make a lot of steals on their defensive end. More subs here. A new one in the game. Gillenkirchen will check out for the moment. Now it's Taft. He'll bring it in to LeBron, or rather to Fletcher. Now to LeBron on the right side. Brendan moving up the floor. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. Comes cross court to Fletcher. Fletcher, left side of the floor on the base and on the wing. Now back out. It's Lancaster. Three ball on the rim. Won't go. Tipped around into the hand of Zarnik. Zarnik to Johannes. 6'6 boy brings it up. Does a good job and a foul on LeBron as they make contact across midcourt.
On Brendan LeBron, his first personal team foul number three on the Irish. 1:23 to go here now in the first quarter. 11-5. Irish down by 6.
Bring it back court. Ethan Wiesler with the ball. Comes up, takes it off to Johannes, left side in front of the Irish bench. Back out to the top, now to Wiesler. He'll lob it right side into the hands of Zarnik. He'll drive, he'll shoot, it's short. rebound tie-up, and that's going to go to the Irish on the alternating possession. Checking back into the lineup is Gavin Gillenkirchen. Gillenkirchen in now, replacing Ethan Weisler. So the Irish will inbound to the backcourt. We're going to get a one-person press here put on by Gillenkirchen. He comes into Fletcher. Front court, cross court, Taft. Taft backing up. Left side, Lemeron. Over to the right side, and it will be a drive up. Tap, cut off, goes to the corner. Fletcher for three from the left side. Too strong off the back iron. And the rebound, oh, looks like a travel there by Gillenkirchen. Gets the ball ahead to Johannes. He's double-teamed, gets it back. Gillenkirchen underneath they go. In the paint, shot up. No good, too far underneath. That time was the bundle, it looked like. And now we drive Fletcher going in. Offensive foul, yes it is.
Offensive foul.
Over to the second foul, team foul number four.
John, I noticed something up there. I'm sure that Cooper Kanabe got a foul earlier, but they have it posted for Bo Fletcher up on the board. So they're showing Fletcher with three personal fouls.
That's wrong. Kanabe got one. That should be two on Fletcher, or two on.
I'm sure that foul was on Kanabe earlier.
Yeah, it was. Fletcher out of the game now for Sacred Heart. Unless we completely missed that. And here's another foul on the Irish as they turn the corner.
I think they're going to get Cole Taft for this one. On Taft, his first personal. Team foul number five will be shooting. At the free throw line, John, is Gavin Gillenkirchen. He's only a 44% free throw shooter on the season.
Gillenkirchen gets ready. His team enjoying a 6-point advantage here so far. 24 seconds left in the opening period, and this one rattles and won't go. Well, that would be unfortunate for the Irish if that's three back on Fletcher.
I just know they gave that to Kanabe. I've watched the ref put his hands up.
Second one on the way, no good again. A rebound comes down to Lemeron in the paint. He'll bring it himself with 20 seconds to go in the corner now across the tap. Old Taft, old boy just about walked with it. Now he's in the backcourt. Straddled the midcourt line and now to Lemeron. 11 on the clock. Over it goes to his teammate over there, Taft. Now back to Lemeron. He'll throw it over to Lancaster. Knocked away, stolen by Weisler. And that will end the first quarter. It is the Archangel Defenders. 11-12 and he's saved at our 5. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3. and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Martial Arts invites all of our area youth to our Youth Leadership Camp. Coach Chris from Impact 168 will be here to help us improve our self and team leadership skills. This camp is free thanks to our board breakathon efforts and will be held Saturday, March 21st, 9 to noon. Learn more by visiting our website, hellomartialarts.com, or call 402-380-3383. Register today for the free Youth Leadership Camp at Hello Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
11-5, the lead to the Archangel Scaffolding Defenders after one quarter here in D2 state tournament action. Randy Gatula has got quarter number two for this quarterfinal round matchup.
All right, it'll be Defenders basketball. Tucker Zarnik, who inbounds it at midcourt, gets it into Gillenkirchen. Gillenkirchen works between the circles, top of the key to the left elbow, Johannes. Back it comes to Gillenkirchen. Baseline underneath. Shot is up and off. No good. Try for follow shot. Put back up and good by Kellen Mundell. Mundell with his first 2 points. And it's 13-5. Defenders on top. Opening seconds here in the second quarter. Irish with the basketball. Cole Taft between the rings at the top of the circle. Tried to put a bounce pass coming across to Lemeron.
kicking the ball, getting a foot out there was Gillenkirk, and it'll stay with the Irish. Taft to inbound it. Finds Lemron in backcourt. Back it comes to Cole Taft on the right elbow. Bounce pass left side. Lemron back up between the rings. There's a long three on the way up and good by Cole Taft. His first basket of the afternoon and the evening. And it's 13-8. The lead is down to 5 now. With the basketball, Gillenkirk in top of the circle. That's Weisler with the basketball. Gavin Gillenkirk into the left elbow, across court. Johannes feeds it underneath, baseline left side, low post, no shot there. Across court to the right corner, open look, Zarnik decided not to take the shot. Now Zarnik works to the right side baseline, around the horn left side, long three on the way up, off no good. Rebound is brought down under the basket and by Mundell, and the ball stolen away. Double teamed in backcourt is Lemron, needing help here. Gets it back to Lancaster, across court. Now Taft's going to have to hurry the ball up court. Across the timeline, Cole Taft in traffic, driving for the layup. The shot is blocked out of bounds. Nice defense there by Kellen Mundell. 21 seconds on the shot clock. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be on the baseline under their own basket. Brendan Lemron will trigger it in. He'll stand just to the right side of the backboard. Lemron puts it into the corner. No shot there. Underneath it goes to Taft. He goes up. He'll be called for travel. Taft turned around and wanted to put a shot up, John, and Gage Brown was standing there waiting for him.
Got a hand on the ball. He went up and blocked him right back to the ground.
6:33 to play first half. 13-8 now. The defenders leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Defenders basketball under the Irish basket. Inbounding it against full court pressure. Zarnik. It comes right back to Zarnik. He gets it across the timeline to the right elbow. Johannes in the paint, driving lay-in up. Off no good. Rebound Cole Taft. Taft being pressured in backcourt. Chasing after him is Gillenkirk, and he gets it across the timeline. Sets the offense. Taft has the ball knocked away. A reach-in foul. Going to be called on Zarnik.
Zarnik will pick up his first personal foul. Team foul number one and quarter number two.
Old Taft will inbound it right in front of our broadcast table here at midcourt. Gets it in now to Hayden Clow. Clow across to the right side, down deep in the corner. Moving in traffic, driving, laying up, and good. Beautiful move to the basket there for the Irish.
Noah Howard.
That was Noah Howard got the basket. Thank you, John. With the ball in the forecourt comes Gillenkirchen, driving layup. Gillenkirchen fighting for the rebound. Irish come away with it. Good job by Cooper Kanabe to come down with the defensive board. Outlet pass to Cole Taft. Taft tried to bounce pass across, and again, sticking the foot out there is Gillenkirchen. He plays a lot of defense with that left foot.
All of a sudden, the Irish have cut an 8-point. The disadvantage down to just 3.
And a chance here to get it closer with the ball on the near side. Handling the ball is Hayden Clow. Now again comes Lemron to Clow on the left wing. Baseline in the corner. Moving in handling. Can't get it. The ball turned over. Turnovers have been a problem here for the Irish so far in the ballgame. In the corner is Zarnik. Feeds it into the paint. Back underneath it goes to Braun. And Gage Braun with his second bucket. And the lead is back to 5. It's 15-10. 5:10 to go here in the first half. With the basketball is Hayden Clow. Clow picks up the dribble, needs help. Across finds Lemron with the ball. Lemron comes back to Clow. Hayden Clow and Lemron play catch. Lemron with a long three and got it. Brendan Lemron, his second three-pointer of the evening. He's got 6 and the lead is down to 2 now at 15-13. Irish fans wanted to travel there. Gillenkirchen looked like he drugged that pivot foot. The ball comes back to Gillenkirchen. Out near midcourt to the left elbow. Across to Weisler with the ball. Gillenkirchen. Gillenkirchen goes to the right elbow. This is Zarnik handling the basketball. Zarnik wants to go to the baseline. Can't get it there. Back to the top of the key. Gavin Gillenkirchen. Bounce pass underneath. Saved from going out of bounds. Grabbing the loose basketball is Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe gets the outlet pass to Lemron. To the left elbow to Clow. Into the corner. Cole Taft for 3. Got it. Cole Taft with his second 3-pointer of the evening. 15 Irish on top. Time out on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunday 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it's game time for your insurance, Matt Kirkendall is your MVP for coverage. Whether it's auto, home, life, or business, Matt's calling the right place to protect your team and your stadium. We've got something for everyone, whether it's your car, your house, or your business. so don't fumble your future. Call Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 or visit him on Stone Street. With State Farm in your huddle, you're always ready for the win. Call Matt today at
402-245-4312. This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Irish trailed by six after one quarter. They were down 11-5, and here in the first 3:45 of the second period, they've come back to take a one-point lead at 16-15. So, nice turnaround there, John.
Certainly is. Cole Tabb, a couple of threes, now has his possession up to 69 on the year. He holds the school record with 73 last year, has a school record for made in one season.
John, the thing that's still standing out in my mind is the Bo Fletcher foul situation. They had him posted with three up on the scoreboard, and it should have only been two, and they gave him one of Kanabe's fouls.
It must be right, because Doug Golden had him on the bench the whole time.
But I remember the ref holding up 4-3 for Kanabe. Here we go, back to live action. Defenders basketball. Pass goes over to Tanner Klassen, who's in the game now. Klassen up court to Wiesler. Back to Klassen on the left wing. He almost lost a handle on it down there. Top of the key. Gillenkirchen will set the offense. Gillenkirchen dribbles to the right side of the lane. Low post in traffic. Kicks it underneath. The ball goes out of bounds off the back of the backboard. Touch last by the Irish. And I think they're going to give the ball to the defenders.
Yep.
3:54 to play here in the first half. 16-15. Irish up by one.
Move that referee out of the way, would you?
Yeah. Got to find a better place to stand, doesn't he? Inbounding the pass is Gillenkirchen to the top of the key. Finds Wiesler. Underneath it goes. There's a shot that's up and off. No good. Ball taken away. Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe gets the ball down court. Lemron behind the back dribble. Lemron feeds into the corner. Driving baseline right side. Jump shot up and good. Getting that one was Noah Howard. Howard's second bucket. And the Irish are up by three. Their biggest lead of the ball game, 18-15. Gillenkirchen with the basketball on the right elbow. Into the corner, baseline right side, finds Klassen. Back to Gillenkirchen, top of the key, around to the left horn. Wiesler for three, in and out, and coming down with the rebound. The ball got away, tipped out of bounds. Pulling down the rebound was Hayden Plow. Tipped away out of bounds, it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball.
The Irish are doing a good job on the board despite being outside. They are doing really nice work inside.
18-15 now, the Irish with a three-point lead. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to play here in the first half. The Archangel defenders came in here 24-2 on the year. On the dribble, here's Cole Taft with a three off the back of the rim, but the ball is chased down in the corner. I thought the Irish had it there for a minute. It looked like
they're going to rule. Held ball.
Held ball. Sacred Heart gets to keep it. Good hustle there by Noah Howard chasing after that loose basketball. Sacred Hearts ball with 3:10 to go in the first half and a three-point lead, 18-15. On the left wing with it is Hayden Clown. Clown back to the top of the key, Lemron. Cole Taft in the corner right side. Lemron can't get an open look at it. Howard with the basketball. Back to Lemron. He'll try the long three. It's off the front of the rim short. Gillenkirchen with the rebound. 2:49 to go here in the first half. Gillenkirchen into forecourt. Holds the ball. He's picked up his dribble and needs help. Comes to the right side with the pass. Into the hands over here of Johannes. Johannes works inside the paint. Feeds it into Braun. His shot is up, in and out. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Ethan Wiesler. Wiesler with the putback. And it's a one-point Irish lead, 18-17. 2:25 to go here in the first half at the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. Brendan Lemron holds the basketball, comes to the left side. Into the corner, Cole Taft will try a three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound came down, then taken away loose. Kanabe goes after it, and the Irish keep the basketball across court. Cole Taft, there's a steal. Johannes takes it in for the layup. He blew it. He had the uncontested layup. Johannes has the rebound. Now tied up. Tries to go up with a shot. We've got a whistle. What's it called, John?
It's a foul on the Irish. It's going to be called against Brendan Lemron. Grabbing for the ball down low. The big man got it way down by his knees, and that let the Irish get to it.
Boy, Johannes had every opportunity in the world on that layup and blew it. Couldn't get it to drop. J.J. Lancaster back onto the floor now for the Irish. He'll come in to replace Brendan Lemron, who'll take a breather. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first half. 1:56 on the clock. Irish lead it 18-17, up by one. Inbounding the pass will be Wiesler on the baseline. Lobs it into the big man. There's a shot up and in and out. No good. The rebound brought down. Try for a follow shot. Put back by Braun is up and good. Kate Braun with the putback. The lead goes back to the defenders. 19-18, Mark Daniel up by one. 1:42 to go here in the first half. J.J. Lancaster in the corner. Skip pass across court, finds Cole Taft. Taft bounce pass top of the key, comes to Hayden Clown. Clown feeds it to Taft once again. Taft has to back out near the midcourt line to the left side. Back it goes to Taft. Taft can't get an open look. Double team now is Cole Taft. Taft dribbles away from it. Shot clock at five. J.J. Lancaster for three. Got it. His first three of the night. He's got five. The Irish go back up by two. 21-19. Huge collision at midcourt. Oh, my goodness. It looked like the Irish were set. We're going to have a foul called on Cole Taft. Taft was set up. The kid didn't see him. Turned around and plowed into him. What do you think of that, John?
I was looking away, doing other things. Didn't see it. Taft picked up his second foul as well now.
Taft was all set there. All right. Inbounding the pass will be Tucker Zarnik. Zarnik gets the ball back to Gillenkirchen. Gavin Gillenkirchen. Lob pass underneath baseline right side. Turnaround, jump shot up, off, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Irish and then stolen right back. Gillenkirchen tries to go with the shot and he'll be fouled. Now let's see what they do with Kanabe here. Oh, wait a minute.
Called that foul on J.J. Lancaster. Kyler Sipple is in the ballgame for the Irish as well now.
At the free throw line will be Gavin Gillenkirchen, a 44% free throw shooter on the year. He's 0 for 2 tonight here in Lincoln. The shot is up and it is off, no good. Now 0 for 3 is Gillenkirchen here at the Devaney Center.
Sagar with 5 triples so far, but no free throw attempts.
Gavin Gillenkirchen ready for his 4th attempt of the evening. He's 0 for 3 so far. This one is on the way up. It's off also. Fight for the rebound, though, comes down to the defenders. They get the ball back. Driving on the baseline, left side, low post. Shot is up and off, no good. Battle for the rebound, and oh boy. Wow, Lancaster came out of that one all right, didn't he?
I would say he called that foul on Zarnik, his second. I thought he had inside position.
He sure did. Well, we just got to call it the way we see it, John, but we'll take it. Foul on Zarnik. 21-19, Irish up by 2, 41 seconds to go here in the first half. Sacred Heart would like to get to the locker room with a lead. Ball goes underneath Kanabe. He goes up with a shot and got fouled, and Cooper Kanabe will be at the line. He's fouled there by Wiesler.
Everything is gravy now for the Irish. All their firepower is on the bench for scoring.
Ethan Wiesler picks up his first personal at the free throw line. Cooper Kanabe, 62% free throw shooter on the year. He has not scored tonight. Free throw is up and good. Banked it off the glass, John.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it counts one anyway, I believe.
Number 24.
He'll have a second shot coming here. Irish now up by 3, 22-19 with 33 seconds to go here in the first half. Cooper Kanabe ready for his second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way up. It is off, no good, and the rebound comes down to the defenders. Long down court pass, Gillenkirchen. Gillenkirchen on the left elbow, back out near the midcourt line to Wiesler. Ethan Wiesler finds Gillenkirchen around to the corner on the right side. Johannes with the ball, almost tipped away there. 15 seconds to go, shot clock is turned off. Irish up by 3. Defenders will play for the final shot. In the corner, they bring the ball back to Gillenkirchen, top of the key. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, long three on the way, up and off, no good. Rebound Irish, and Sacred Heart will go to the locker room with a 3-point lead, 22-19. The Irish leading the Archangel defenders. We'll take a 2-minute break here and be back with our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health, and a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org. At
Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank, member FDIC.
This is Darcy Prawley, crop insurance specialist at Ag Partners. With a new year comes new choices for your farming operation. When it comes to your crop insurance, the most expensive choice might be to do nothing. Recently, the crop insurance program has seen new changes to make farming operations more competitive. So what could it be costing you to do nothing and stay with that same old policy? If you want your crop insurance better positioned for the new year, please contact Jim Ward or Darcy Prawley at Ag Partners to learn more. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Back inside the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Archangel Defenders 22-19 at the half. It is time now for our halftime scoring recap. It's presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Now here with a look at the first half numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the first half, it was the Defenders getting out to an 8-point lead. In early in the second quarter, they led the Irish 13-8. Sacred Heart fought back. We had three lead changes in the second quarter. At halftime, Sacred Heart leads by three, 22-19. They outscored the Defenders 17-8 in quarter number two. For the Defenders, they are led by Gage Braun off the bench with 6 points on the inside. They've got five for Tucker Zarnickel in the first quarter. Kellen Mundell has two. Four for Ethan Weisler and two for Gavin Gillenkirk. They are 0 for 4 at the free throw line. Two fouls on Zarnick. Nobody else with more than one for Archangels. The Irish in the first half. Leading the way scoring-wise is Cole Taft and Brendan Lemerock. 6 points each, both with a couple of triples in the first half, which is what you would expect for the Irish. J.G. Lancaster gave the Irish a boost off the bench with five, including 1 3. Noah Howard off the bench has 4 points and one for Cooper Canavi. The Irish, well, they're 1 for 2 at the free throw line. However, where the game differs at the moment is at the foul numbers. Bo Fletcher for the Irish apparently has 3. We had him for 2. The scoreboard says 3. He set out that entire second quarter when the Irish took the lead, outscoring Archangel 17-8. two on Cole Tapp, two on Brendan Lemeron, one on Lancaster, and one on Kanabe for the Irish in the first half of tonight's ball game. The Irish five triples in the first half, and we had just one three-point basket for Archangels in the first half tonight.
And we want to remind you that this broadcast of state tournament basketball is brought to you in part by Community Medical Center in Falls City, by Equity Bank, also by Ag Partners Co-op of Northeast Kansas, Highland Community College, Heller Martial Arts, as well as F&M Bank, Mustang Seeds, Riverstone Insurance, El Camino Electric, and Farman City Supply. This halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu.
Halftime score, 22-19, the Irish with the lead. Number 5 ranked St. Arnold, lead number 4 ranked Archangels Catholic. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll check in with the weather, hear from our sponsors. We'll be back with second half action on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Whether it's your hometown gear or snacks for the big game, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Falls City. From custom tees to cozy hoodies, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. Visit us at our new location on Stone Street. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Falls City, custom looks from home ground roots.
From multi-peril to specialized coverage, Riverstone offers tailored plans that understand the unique challenges of our local agriculture. We work with the USDA to bring you federal programs. Call Riverstone Insurance today for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let's build a plan that yields results, no matter the forecast. Visit us at riverstoneins.com or call. That's Riverstone Insurance Group. Growing confidence, harvesting security.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear skies tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 20s with winds out of the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Thursday, lots of sunshine and warmer temperatures with highs in the upper 60s. Southwesterly winds occasionally gusting as high as 40 miles an hour. Thursday night, mainly clear. Temperatures in the upper 30s with west winds at up to 40 miles an hour. On Friday, we'll see partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-50s and north winds at 5 to 10. Friday night, cloudy with temperatures in the mid-30s and east winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, we'll see partly sunny skies and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s with southeasterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, chance of rain with temperatures in the upper 30s and south winds at 10 to 20. Sunday, we'll see a chance of rain with a high temperature in the upper 40s and northwest winds up to 45 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center, and we are on the John Cook, well, I don't know if this is floor or not. Is it? Is it a basketball?
Cook Arena.
Yeah, okay, the arena. So here are the floor. They got one more thing. They can name this the Danny Busman Court someday if she has a big career. They're about running out of places to name things here in Lincoln.
That's like Tom Osborne Field in Memorial Stadium, just down the road from the Bob Devaney Center.
That's right.
Which houses the John Cook Arena.
That is right. There's a lot of things named here in Lincoln.
John, I want to remind all of our listeners, we'll be back in Lincoln again tomorrow afternoon for more high school basketball. The Auburn Bulldogs, not surprisingly, have once again qualified for the state tournament. They'll be taking on the Gothenburg Swedes. That's a 3:15 tip-off. We'll have a pregame show about 5 minutes until 3, around 2:55. That'll be right here on Sunny 101.3. Coach Tim Weeks finds a way to get the Bulldogs up here, no matter what it takes, and they're here again this year.
Yeah, they played well. They've just not one loss. And that's a loss that just got to eat at you. Losing the Plats, the back room, and the season. You go, how in the world did that happen
54,
now?
54-50, it was close. But, yeah, you wonder how that took place. But they've done well since, and it'll be Auburn and Gothenburg. Auburn 24-1, the number 3 seed. Gothenburg is 20-6. They are the number 6 seed. And again, John and I will be here right back at Devaney. And we'll have that tip off for you tomorrow afternoon. You'll hear it right here on Sunny 101.3. Once again, we want to take a moment, John, just to mention some of the folks helping to make this broadcast possible. They include W7 Design Company in Falls City, Threshold Floors of Falls City, as well as your State Farm Insurance agent, Matt Kirkendall, Agency of Falls City. Also, F&M Bank, Mustang Seeds, Riverstone Insurance, El Camino Electric, and Farman City Supply. Also helping present this evening's broadcast is CMC, Community Medical Center in Falls City, Equity Bank, Ag Partners Group of Northeast Kansas, Highland Community College, and your friends at Heller Marshall Arts. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy our live coverage of state tournament basketball here on Sunny 101.3.
Just looking, you were talking about Sacred Heart tonight, Auburn tomorrow. Doug Gould said the Irish win tonight now will have 781 career wins. And Jim Weeks is going to have, I lost his numbers there, somewhere in my pile of stats back in the office. He's well over 600, maybe 650. Wow.
Yeah,
a lot of wins.
What an opportunity we have to follow these kind of coaches. You know, there are announcers go their whole career and never get to see legends like we see in
Southeast.
All right, we're ready for third quarter action with the play-by-play. Here's John Nixon.
All right, thank you, Randy. It's going to be defender basketball. Maybe we'll go right to left towards what I believe is the West Basket here at the Devaney Center. They want to, I think, attack inside. That's where they had their luck early in this ball game.
Fletcher now has two fouls up on
there
the board, and Kanabe has one. We were right all along, John.
There you go. Take the ball inside. Turn in the lane up. Left hand no good by Wiesler. Follow-up no good by Mundell, and coming out of there with it is Lemeron, and now we get a foul on which way?
I think you're going to get Lemeron.
Oh, my. Now he's got three.
Well, that's unfortunate. That could have gone either way, both players going after the basketball.
Well, that's one where you say, well, who are you going to call on? No call.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So three on Lemeron now.
In the first 30 seconds.
Now down to the left corner with the basketball is going to be Gillenkirchen. He'll fire up. No rebound. Weak side by Fletcher. He comes out of there wheeling the ball. He has had the hot hand the last month for the Irish, last 3 weeks anyway. 36 one night, 30 here in one of the district finals, I believe it was. Here's Lemeron, thought about it, now off to Fletcher. He'll look, they try to trap him on the sideline, gets away to Lemeron, steps through, gets the ball away, and now to Cloud. Cloud to the corner, now Fletcher from the wing for three, way strong, and the rebound off. Oh.
No, wait a minute, Ted.
They turn it around.
How in the world? The ball went off. Clearly the ball went off.
I'm going to say Kanabe knocked
Johannes.
It away from him.
It Doug, went off of Johannes' knee.
Doug Goltz is asking, but they're not going to change it now.
That's the most questionable call I've seen at the tournament right there.
All right, up the floor come the defenders. They take it, swing it over the top to Zarnik. Back out to the top, now to Gillenkirchen. Underneath they go again. Mundell up, missed it. Rebound, offensive end, put back up and good by Wiesler. He's got six, and we've got a one-point ball game. 22-21, Sacred Heart, 6.5 to play in the third quarter. It's a much better start to the second half than the first half for the Irish. Where they found themselves down about 7-0 in the first 90 seconds. To the front court, up the floor with the basketball, Clow. Between the circles with a left-hand dribble off the right side to Taft, back to Clow. Off to Lemeron, moves off to the left side now, gives it away to Fletcher. Bo comes out of there, gets the ball back to Lemeron, now to Clow, 9 on the shot clock. Try to go underneath the Kanabe. He
He lost it. It's taken away. The defenders had to save it inbound. Now it's fouled, and now it is a three-pointer on the way off the rim. No. Rebound brought down, handled by Johannes. Give the ball to Wiesler. Up the board quickly. The other way to Zarnik. Zarnik gives the ball up and now underneath. Oh, wide open for the layup underneath. And Bundle, he's got his second basket. And the lead now back to the defenders by one. 23-22. Fourth lead change of the game. So the Irish moving around. We got a timeout called by Doug Gold for the Irish. 23-22, the defenders lead the Irish. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon back with you at the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. 23-22, Archangels Catholic leading the Sacred Heart Irish. John, I think my favorite sign of the tournament so far across the way, Gavin Gillenkirchen, has his mother has a big sign that says, "I can't keep calm, I'm number 12 mom." I'm sure he's pleased with that.
I bet he is, yeah.
Irish basketball from the side in the front court. Bring the ball in, 22 seconds on the shot clock. With the basketball out top, Hayden Clough. His pass knocked loose. It's stolen by Gillenkirchen all the way in. Missed the layup. Another offensive rebound and a miss by Wiesler. And a rebound to Mundle. Puts it up and in. And the Irish are getting drilled on the inside again. And we have a foul on the basket. Mundle will be fouled. I think Hayden Clough is going to get called for this one, John, on Hayden, his first. Team foul number two of the quarter. At the free throw line, Kellen Mundle, just a 33% free throw shooter, John.
Noah Howard.
Into the game for the Irish. Noah Howard going out will be Hayden Clough. Randy, in the whole second quarter, the Irish had this left corner player open, and they just didn't go to him. I wonder if they'll see that and try it here at some point in this game. Free throw, no, but an offensive rebound. Gillenkirchen passes off to Johannes. It's up, it won't go, but another whistle and another foul on Sacred Heart. Can't see the referee. Kanabe. Kanabe gets called for that one. On Kanabe, that's his second personal.
Brandon Johannes at the line.
And team foul number three. Johannes ready, fires, and he rattled that one home. They finally made a free throw. Pinballed around a little bit, but it went in. That's his first point of the ballgame. That's surprising. He's been very active. Johannes ready, 6'6" senior, all the way up, and he got a move. And the lead is now back up to five for the defenders. Jay Hargan has to make another little comeback.
An 8-0 run here to start this half.
Into Leonard, he'll bring it across the court, left side, driving up. It's going to be Howard, his pass stolen. Kanabe got it back to Tab for three. Short, no good. Rebound in the air, brought down by the defender. Out left, right sideline to Gillenkirchen. He'll come across for Johannes. Left side, three ball up. Short, no good by Zernick. Rebound out of bounds off of the defender, saving our basketball.
Kellen Mundle had the ball go off of his knee there out of bounds.
Gage Braun checks back in. He had 6 points in the first half for the defenders tonight.
John, the Irish started the first half going down 7-0. It's an 8-0 run to start the second half right now.
Here comes the trap in the backcourt. Get it away to Lemeron. He'll lob it over the top to Fletcher. Fletcher doesn't have a point in the ballgame yet. Sitting out the entire second quarter. Now he gets tripped on the far side by Zarnik. No, that's 12.
Gillenkirchen, I think. Defender foul number 32. No. You're right. Zarnik it is.
Zarnik.
Tucker Zarnik, that's his third personal. First in the quarter.
First team foul of the quarter. Bring it in to Howard. He tried to go right back to Taft for a quick three-pointer, but it didn't work. The defense got there in a hurry. Now Taft to Lemeron, right side of the floor. The Irish down by five, 4:14 to go. Third quarter, tapped off balance into the paint. Rutgers in the air shot block, and they're going to call a foul. He must have got him with the body. Now, Taft's going to be going to the line here to shoot two. We'll see who they tag for it.
Defender foul number 50, Braun. Gage Braun.
It'll be his first, John, and team foul number two of the quarter.
Call Taft in the line.
They are one for two at the line in the ballgame so far. Half ready, fires, and gets it. Cole Taft is a 79% free throw shooter on the season. One of the best the Irish have had at the free throw line. Checking out is Zernick with the three fouls. Second one up to the lefty is no good. Rebound batted around, and it's going to be controlled by the defenders in the hands of Wiesler. The lead is 4, 27-23. Johannes into the paint, kicks it out. Now back to the top, it goes to Wiesler. He leans in against Kanabe, stolen away. Pass stolen by Lemron across the Fletcher, all the way in, left hand scoop, no. Rebound, Lemron's got it, in trouble. Ball loose, picked up Taft, defender flies by, back it goes out. Howard, Lemron from way outside, off the mark, no. Rebound off the shoulder of a defender, but we've got a foul. Away from the ball, and it's going to be on the defender, it looks like.
It's
going to be on Mundell. That'll be his first personal, team foul number three of the quarter. Zarnik back in there with the three fouls now for the defenders. Bring the ball in the corner. Howard into Taft. Backing up beyond the three-point line. It's a 1-3-1 zone played by the defenders. Left side with it, driving in. Howard kicks it right side, three ball up, and way strong off the mark by Lemron that time. And we've got a scramble for a rebound, and they're going to say it's off the Irish, out of bounds. Good hustle over on that far side by Howard. Bo Fletcher did a great job of getting over there to officiate the out-of-bounds play, too. He was pointing Sacred Heart, but the man in the red and man in the stripes didn't agree.
All you can do is try.
Up the floor with the basketball. Wiesler, his pass stolen. On the run, the other way, layup. Lemeron is good. The assist for long distance to Noah Howard. First 2 points of the quarter. They played five scoreless minutes. Lead is 2-4. I'm sorry, they had a free throw. First basket of the 2-point lead for the defenders. Out top, we've got 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Now a wide open man, Zarnik on the far side, falling out of bounds, and the ball saved in the backcourt. Nice shot. Didn't come down. Drive, no, and a reach-in foul on the Irish. No basket. That was unfortunate. So close to over and back. And then the Irish could be stopped.
Fouls on Cooper Kanabe. On Kanabe, that is his third personal. And team foul number four of the quarter on the Irish.
In comes Toby Baxter for the Irish. Kanabe will sit down.
Kanabe's
done a pretty good job keeping the ball alive in the paint tonight on those rebounds. 2:40 to go in the period. Baxter, he will not be pushed around on the inside. He'll give up some height, but he's not going to be muscled in there. Take it over to Johannes on the right side. He drives up, leans in off the glass. He got his first two of the night. He's got 4 points. It's 29-25. The defender's lead.
Surprisingly, that's his first field goal of the game, John.
Off the floor comes Cole Taft for Sacred Heart. They've done a good job keeping Taft and Lemeron at bay. Their pass is knocked away. Out of bounds away from Lemeron. Boy, I thought I had that.
I was open.
I was going to shoot it. Yeah. I got it. No doubt.
They had that ball right up.
I can make that from here. It's worth 7 points. 20 seconds to go in the shot clock here in quarter number three. Bring it back court to Lemeron. Lemeron coming up the floor. Goes cross-court, Tap. J.G. Lancaster off the Irish bench. A long three for Tap. Rims out, no good. Rebound. Baxter saved it, but it goes to the defenders. On the run the other way is going to be the defenders. Throw it up, no good by Gillenkirchen. Offensive rebound and stripped for the ball by the Irish, and a foul will go on Toby Baxter.
Toby did a good job of reaching in there and grabbing up that loose basketball, but they tagged him for the foul.
Two free throws for Brendan Johannes, as that's team
Brendan
foul
Johannes,
number five in the quarter.
Johannes, a 54% free throw shooter. He's 2 for 2 tonight here at the Devaney Center.
And the free throw is up and good. He's now got five all here in the quarter in the lead, 20-30-25.
Lancaster.
Looks like Taft might have got wrapped slapped in the mouth on that exchange down there. He was kind of doing a little inventory around his teeth. Free throw on the way up, and no good. Rebound comes out. Lenoron grabs it, looking up the floor, and he'll now come to the cross midcourt. Double team trapped there. Gets it away to his teammate, Cole Tapp. Now they'll try to trap him. He'll come cross for Lenoron. Now inside to Baxter, too strong, hits the support out of bounds, and it goes back over to the defenders with 1:35 to go in quarter number three.
Yeah, and you got to credit this defender's defense. They've done a great job of not letting the Irish get a good open look for those threes.
Well, they're everywhere, and they play a lot of players. They're keeping them fresh. Up the floor the other way with the basketball again is Zarnik. He'll throw it all the way out top now to Johannes. Johannes playing out top at 6'6". Now over back into Zarnik. Zarnik moving in on Lancaster. He's checking in with a hand. Down the lane, off the glass. He's got eight, and the lead is now 7. Here's the ball tapped away. Lenoron went to the pass. It's out of bounds. Off of
Irish have been out. Well, the Irish have been outscored 13-3 in this quarter so far.
One field goal after all that good work in the second quarter. Doug Gold's calling out the play from the side. Bringing the ball in. Hayden Pyle back in there. He's got it. Gets away to Lenoron. Lenoron double team. Pyle looks to that left corner. No, can't get in the ball. Baxter down there now. He's not a 3-point shooter. And now it will go over to Pyle. Now to Lancaster for three. Too strong. And Johannes with the rebound. With 47 seconds to go in the period. And we got a whistle and a foul. We're going to walk the other end to the free throw.
That's going to go on Cole Tapp. Tapp is going to pick up his third personal. So Tapp has three, Lenoron has three, and Kanabe has three personal fouls.
Johannes at the line has been their best free throw shooter tonight. Shooting 3 out of 4 all here in the third quarter. Johannes fires. Missed that one off the side. No good. We'll get one more here.
Number 44, Tanner Clausen.
Checking in Fletcher for the Irish along with Noah Howard.
Tanner Clausen back on the floor now for the defenders.
Number 4, Bo Fletcher.
Half sits with Baxter. Johannes ready. Free throw up, and it bangs its way in there. And the lead is 8, matching the biggest lead of the game for the defenders. Fletcher to the front. His pass is kicked out of there by Tanner Clausen. It will be Howard inbound on the far side. Howard, just a freshman. And across court, Lenoron. Down to the right side, Lancaster at the elbow. He holds. He looks. He dribbles. Free throw circle. Back gives it away. Now it's Howard. And now to Lenoron. The Irish can't get a free three-pointer away without somebody in their face. Here's a triple team on Lenoron. Now take the ball to the left side to Fletcher. 10 on the shot clock. Back this way, and it's Howard for three. It's on the rim. It won't go. Tipped by Fletcher. No. Rebound to the defenders. 13 on the shot clock. And a long pass up the floor. And now back and out of there with it will be Gillingkirchen. 5 on the shot clock, a drive to the basket, and they missed it, but a foul on the Irish. Howard trying to take credit for it.
That's going to go on Lenoron. That'll be his fourth, John.
Brendan's got 4. Good job there. Good try by Noah Howard trying to take credit for that foul, but they didn't give it. Johannes at the line again. Good again. And the lead is now up to 9, which is the biggest lead of the ball game.
Johannes is camped out at that free throw line. He spends any more time there, he's going to be able to vote.
5 out of 7 at the moment. Sets himself up for a 10-point lead. It's up. It's good. So the lead is 10, and at the buzzer, the Irish can't hit it. After three, it is Archangel Denver Catholic, 35, Fall City Sacred Heart, 25. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to upgrade your floors? Fresho Floors in Fall City has you covered.
With 25 years of experience, they deliver top-notch craftsmanship and custom coatings for homes and businesses. From design to installation, Freshel Floors offers start-to-finish solutions, and their work speaks for itself. Call 402-245-3567 or visit FreshelFloors.com to schedule your free estimate today. Freshel Floors, quality flooring, hometown solutions.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here in the Demandage Center, 35-25, the lead to Archangel. Randy and I were talking. You know, that phantom foul on Bo Fletcher, he set out the entire second quarter. Just looking huge now, bigger all the time. He didn't score that quarter, hadn't scored in the game yet.
Yeah, thinking that he had three, Coach Doug Golds held him out that whole period. Turned out we were right all along, he only had two. All right, Irish with the basketball. We've moved to the fourth quarter. They're down by 10, 35-25. With the basketball for Sacred Heart, Hayden Cloud comes from the near side to Taft. Goes to Lemron. Lemron is triple-teamed. Feeds it underneath. There's a shot up on the baseline off. No good by Fletcher. He gets the rebound back. With the ball, he goes back to Fletcher in the corner. Low post, baseline, left side. Down deep in the corner, Fletcher with Kraft. They say he stepped on the sideline right in front of the Irish bench. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the defenders.
It's just a smothering defense.
You wonder who the defenders are? This is the former Humphrey St. Francis Flyers. Defenders with the basketball. On the floor, everybody going after the loose ball. Timeout's going to be taken by the defenders to preserve the possession. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3 of the MSG Sports Radio Network.
Martial Arts invites all of our area youth to our Youth Leadership Camp. Coach Chris from Impact 168 will be here to help us improve our self and team leadership skills. This camp is free thanks to our board breakathon efforts and will be held Saturday, March 21st, 9 to noon. Learn more by visiting our website, hellomartialarts.com, or call 402-380-3383. Register today for the free Youth Leadership Camp at Hello Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Here's the inbound pass on the right side. Johannes out on the right elbow. Gives it to the top of the key. Gillenkirchen almost lost the handle on it. Gillenkirchen back to Johannes on the right side. Low post baseline underneath. Shot is up and off. No good for the whistle. And yet another foul on the Irish. Kellen Mundell will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
I believe that's Johannes. It is. On Cooper, his fourth, and the first foul of the quarter on the Irish.
At the free throw line, Kellen Mundell. He is 0-for-1 from the line. 33% free throw shooter on the season. Here shooting two. First one is up and off, no good. He'll have another attempt. 7-12 to go in this ball game. First round, Class D2 state tournament action here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. The Irish down by 10, 35-25. Kellen Mundell ready for his second free throw attempt. It's up and good. Got that one down. Mundell now with 7 points for the defenders. And the lead is 11. Irish need to hit some threes here, John. Long down court pass under the basket. Kanabe goes up. And the ball is blocked away. We're going to have a foul called. And Kanabe will be at the line where he'll be shooting two. How did they let Cooper get that open under there?
I don't know. Johannes got the block from behind. Got the foul called. His first of the game.
At the free throw line, Cooper Kanabe, 62% free throw shooter. He's 1 out of 2 tonight. This one is up and off, no good. Kanabe has a single point on 1 out of 2 shooting back in the second quarter from the line.
You ought to take advantage of free throws.
He'll have another shot coming right here. Haven't been many free throws for the Irish. That one is up and off also, no good. Rebound to the defenders. Coming down with the ball is Ethan Weisler. Weisler across the timeline feeds to Gillenkirchen. Dylan Kirkin to the right elbow across court. Zarnik. Zarnik penetrates, flips it into the corner, baseline right side. Dylan Kirkin to the left side. Shot is up and off. No good. That shot put up by Johannes. Follow shot put back up and good by Ethan Wiesler. Wiesler with the putback. He's in double figures and has 10 points now.
The rebound numbers are not going to look good at the end of this one for the Irish.
A cross-court pass. Here come the Irish with the basketball into forecourt to the near side. Back to the top of the circle. It goes to Hayden Clow. Long three is up and off. No good by Tab. Rebound brought down under the basket by Johannes. He clears out the defensive board, gets it up court to Wiesler. Wiesler across court. Ball nearly stolen. And Taft ended up on the scorer's table going after that loose basketball. He touched it last, and it'll stay with the defenders.
Knobby out in the game for the Irish again. Noah Howard. The Irish going to bring in some speed here.
Noah Howard, 6'1", just a freshman. Here's the inbound pass to Zarnik. Across to the near side, Gillenkirchen. Gillenkirchen, left wing. Again, Zarnik feeds it underneath. Baseline right side there. Zarnik, fall away shot up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Irish. Long down court pass, looking for Taft. He chases it down, loses his footing, and the ball will go out of bounds.
He went to make a turn. He went to the left. His foot kept going straight. Down he went.
The lead is 13, 38, 25, with 5:50 to go in this first round state tournament game. Class D2 here in Lincoln. With the ball left wing, Gillenkirchen feeds into the corner. Skip pass all the way across court. Low post right side, Zarnik. Zarnik holds the ball down deep in the corner. Looking inside, now back up top to Gillenkirchen. Around to Johannes on the left wing. Johannes guarded by the freshman out here, Noah Howard. There's a driving lay-in up and good by Tucker Zarnik. Zarnik has 7 points. And John, just like that, the lead is 15 with 5:18 to go in the ballgame. Irish need to start scoring and scoring quickly here, down by 15. In traffic, underneath. Oh, they were looking inside, tried to get it underneath the Fletcher. The ball was tipped away and stolen. Wiesler brings it up court to the left side, Johannes. Johannes is in the paint, kicks to the corner. Ball stolen away with the steal. Down court, pulling up. Set shot on the way, up and off. No good by Hayden Clow. Ball is loose on the floor. Defenders have it. Now reaching in there. Noah Howard did a great job of reaching in. The coach was trying to get a timeout down here. Couldn't get it. He's upset.
Well, you can't. The referees are all watching the play, watch ball. They're not looking back at the defender bench.
Held ball called. Possession arrow favors the
defenders.
Defenders get it, yes. They'll play it in. Clock is down to 4:47 to go. Coach Eric Kessler expressing his displeasure with the officials. He got the ball anyway on the alternating possession. All right, Gillenkirchen's going to bring it down court. Gillenkirchen wants to go coast-to-coast, driving lay-in. Up and good. Gavin Gillenkirchen has 4 points. And John is starting to turn into a blowout here. 17-point lead. There's a long three in and out put up by Lemron from way out on the left elbow. And now we're going to have a reach-in foul called on the Irish. I think it's going to go on Fletcher.
Who
picks up? Well, third, yeah. Well, I want to double check.
Timeout taken on the floor. 4:27 to go in the ballgame. 42-25. The Irish trail. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it's game time for your insurance, Matt Kirkendall is your MVP for coverage. Whether it's auto, home, life, or business, Matt's calling the right place to protect your team and your stadium. We've got something for everyone, whether it's your car, your house, or your business. So don't fumble your future. Call Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 or visit him on Stone Street. With State Farm in your huddle, you're always ready for the win. Call Matt today at 402-245-4312.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Katula, John Nixon, back with you at the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. 4 minutes, 27 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 42-25, the defenders of Archangel leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Don't forget, we'll have more high school state tournament basketball for you tomorrow afternoon. Back again here at the Devaney Center, the Auburn Bulldogs and the Gothenburg Swedes. Pre-game show at 2:55. Tip-off scheduled for 3:15. You'll hear it right here on Sunny 101.3. Full court pressure now on the inbound pass being applied by the Irish. They get the ball into Johannes. Johannes into forecourt to Wiesler on the right side. Up top it comes to Johannes. Wiesler goes to the right side. Thought about it. Back to the top of the key, Gillenkirchen. The defender is just content to run out the shot clock here now. There's the ball tipped away and knocked out of bounds. Good defense across the way by J.J. Lancaster. 17 on the shot clock, 4:09 on the game clock. Here's the inbound pass to Zarnik. Zarnik working one-on-one against Lemron. A cross-court pass far side, Johannes. Up top it comes to Gillenkirchen. Gillenkirchen in the paint, driving fall-away shot up and good. Gavin Gillenkirchen, only his second field goal, third field goal of the night. Also a whistle and a foul.
That's 17 straight points. The defender now.
Foul's going to be on Howard.
Noah picked up his first. Team foul number 3 of the fourth quarter.
At the free throw line, Gavin Gillenkirchen. He is 0-for-4 from the free throw line on the season, of 44% shooter. Free throw is on the way up and good. Got it down. Under 4 minutes to go here now. 3:54 to play in the ballgame. 45-25. The lead is 20 for the defenders. Irish basketball. They pitch it into the corner, deep baseline right side. It went to Fletcher, now to Lemron. Lemron ducks under the defender. Fletcher from the corner for three, off no good. Boy, the Irish just haven't had much luck on threes here. They had five of them in the first half, not a single three-pointer. In fact, the Irish only have one field goal in this entire second half, John.
Well, you have to be ready to shoot on a three-pointer, but they just don't have any time to even set up and try to get a shot off.
Here's a race after the basketball in backcourt. Cole Taft wins the race and comes up with it, brings it back to the top of the key between the rings. Off to the left side with it, now to the near side, Lemron. Lemron penetrates in the paint, can't get it, kicks it back out for a three from the left elbow, up and good. Noah Howard with the first three-pointer of the second half, only the second bucket of the second half for the Irish. Here comes Johannes, skip pass across court. Wiesler goes underneath, there's a steal. J.J. Lancaster with the steal, gets it up, Cole Taft. Taft, the senior, into forecourt, across court to J.J. Lancaster. On the left elbow, Lancaster, he's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Back to Taft. Taft can't get an open look. Now does put up a long three, off the rim, no. And now battle for the loose rebound, and it's going to be stolen away by Fletcher. Fletcher saves him from going out of bounds, gets it to Lancaster. Top of the key, Lemron. They just can't get an open look here, John. Fletcher in the corner, deep baseline right side. He's trapped. Now Lancaster holds the ball tipped away out of bounds.
Now the defenders are athletic, and they not only fast, they're quick, and there's a difference between quick and fast.
Oh, my, this referee was going to give the ball. Yeah, he was going to give the ball to the defenders.
That's right
down the court.
Back in Kevin Zarnik for Archangels.
Down to 2:27 to go. It's 45-28 here. There's a long three on the way off the rim. No good. Rebound. Fletcher puts it to the corner. Lancaster for three. It's off and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Brendan Johannes. Johannes in backcourt. Across the timeline finds Gillenkirchen. Gavin Gillenkirchen with the basketball. Top of the circle comes up to Wiesler. In the paint. They feed it underneath. There's a shot up, a whistle, and a foul. Going to be called on the Irish.
Randy, I look up at the scoreboard, in addition to a 17-point difference, I look at the rebound, so the 10 players are on the floor right now. The Archangels Catholic squad has a 36-19 rebounding advantage in this game.
Wow. Kellen Mundell.
Been offensive.
Kellen Mundell will be at the line here. Shoot two shots. Where'd they get that last foul?
I'm going to look here. I think Leonard Taft has four now.
First one is up and good for Mundell, so that went on Cole Taft. Taft has four, Lemron has four. Kanabe has four. Kellen Mundell is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. He has 8 points in the ballgame. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player did tonight here in the state tournament. Kellen Mundell ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up. This one is off, no good, but the rebound is going to come down to Gillenkirchen. He dribbles it back out onto the right elbow, picks up the dribble to the top of the key. Top of the circle, Johannes. Johannes with the dribble, finds Gillenkirchen. Now Johannes out in the midcourt circle. He backs all the way out toward the midcourt line. Johannes picks up the dribble. Into the corner, baseline left side. Mundell, back up top, Johannes. 10 on the shot clock. Johannes driving, lay-in up, and good. Johannes with a nice move to the basket. Only his second field goal of the night, John, and he averages 13 points of ball game.
Got 10 now.
1:25 to go here. You got to wonder if we're going to start seeing the subs here pretty quick. Ball goes out of bounds. The Sacred Heart has some kids that haven't played yet.
Oh, yeah. Bunch of them.
Well, we're down to 1:20 to go here. It's a 20-point ball game, 48-28. I think Coach Eric Kessler is about ready to empty his bench over here. He was down talking to the reserves. A cross-court pass goes to the left side. Baseline in the corner. Fletcher for three. It misses everything. Boy, the Irish shooting has just been off the mark. But they've been taking those shots from a lot farther out than they're used to, John.
Yeah.
In backcourt with the dribble is Gillenkirchen. 1 minute to go in the ballgame. To the left elbow, Johannes. A cross-court pass. Wiesler. Back to Johannes. They're just throwing skip passes all the way across the court. Fletcher tries to take it away from Johannes. Behind the back dribble, Johannes into the corner left side. Shot clock at 8. A cross court pass, Gillenkirchen. Gillenkirchen, shot clock at 4. Gillenkirchen drive. Shot is up. No. Whistle, and we're going to have a foul called on the Irish. Shoots it on, John.
Well, it's going to be, I think that's Kanavi.
Kanavi fouls out. That'll be his fifth. He leaves the ball game with a single point tonight. On 1-4 from the free throw line. Cooper Kanabe, the senior, playing his final game in an Irish uniform. Now here come all the subs in for the defenders.
Max Wegner in the game.
Kyler Sipple up off the bench. He'll be checking in. First free throw is up and off. No good. That one put up by Gillenkirchen. Tyler Sipple checks in. He'll come in and replace Howard. Noah Howard, okay. Gillenkirchen ready for his 7th free throw attempt of the night. He's 1 out of 6 so far. This one is up and good. Got that one down. Just 36 seconds to play in this one. 49-28. 21-point lead. And now the subs in for the Irish. John Pickemup, who's coming in?
Traden Winter in the ballgame. Also come in as Ashwood, a pair of freshmen for the Irish. Cole Tapp checks out. Brendan Lemeron checks out of the game for Sacred Heart. They'll get a standing ovation from their crowd on the far side.
Irish seniors getting a big round of applause as they leave the floor for the last time. Into forecourt with the basketball, J.J. Lancaster. Lancaster picks up the dribble, across court pass, left side. Cash Witt handles the ball. Back to Lancaster. Cash Witt in the paint. Witt moves toward the basket, flips it out to the left side. Back to the top of the circle it comes. J.J. Lancaster for three. Off no good. Chasing after the basketball, it goes out of bounds with 15 seconds to play here.
Call a foul.
Oh, really?
Max Wegner with the foul, his first.
Another sub in for the Irish.
Owen Sano checking into the ballgame for Sacred Heart, 5'10 freshman.
A lot of players getting a chance to get into the state tournament here in the final seconds. 15.6 seconds to go. Irish basketball. They inbound the pass. It's deflected away. Irish get it back. Trapped underneath the baseline. Out to the corner. Here's a three from the left side. Off. No good. And a rebound to the Irish. J.J. Lancaster into the corner. Right side. Ball is stripped away. Lancaster gets the ball back again in the right side. There's a long three up and short. McKay Witt. There's your ball game. Your final score. The Archangel Defenders 49. And the Sacred Heart Irish, 28. 49-28, is your final score tonight here at the Devaney Center. Stay tuned. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring recap right after this two-minute break. You've been listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
This is Darcy Prawley, Crop Insurance Specialist at Ag Partners. With a new year comes new choices for your farming operation. When it comes to your crop insurance, the most expensive choice might be to do nothing. Recently, the crop insurance program has seen new changes to make farming operations more competitive. So what could it be costing you to do nothing and stay with that same old policy? If you want your crop insurance better positioned for the new year, please contact Jim Ward or Darcy Prawley at Ag Partners to learn more. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Bob Devaney Center, where the Sacred Heart Irish were defeated 49-28 here by the Archangel Defenders. Time now for our post-game scoring recap, brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Here with a look at the final numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. It was a close game at halftime. Sacred Heart led 22-19 over the Archangel Defenders from Humphrey. But in the second half, it was Archangel's outscoring the Irish 30-6 in the second half. He scored tonight for Sacred Heart. They finished the year 17 wins and 9 losses. And it was Cole Taft with 7. Brendan Lemeron with 8. J.J. Lancaster had 5 in the game. 7 for Noah Howard and 1 for Cooper Kanabe. For Archangels in the ball game, they had 2 players in double figures. They had Ethan Weisler with 10, Brendan Johannes with 10, 8 each for Gavin Gillenkirchen and Kellen Mundell, 7 for Tucker Zarnik, and 6 for Gage Braun. The first half, we only saw a total of 6 free throws. Brendan, we saw a lot more than that in the second half.
John, an interesting scoring run here for the Irish. They had 17 points in the third quarter, but only managed 11 points in the other three quarters combined. So a real scoring drought there for the Irish after a strong third quarter of offense.
It was really good defense by Archangel. Boy, they're going to be tough to beat in this tournament.
Yeah, they just they knew what Sacred Heart likes to do, and they came out and defended it well. They had, if you were watching that, they had the Sacred Heart shooters pushed out 10 feet outside the arc. They just couldn't get into their normal three-point range here, and Irish just weren't able to overcome it. Again, the final 49-28, Archangel will advance to the semifinals. John, we want to remind our listeners before we wrap it up that we'll be back here at the Devaney Center tomorrow afternoon with the Auburn Bulldogs. Class C1 first-round action. They'll be taking on the Gothenburg Swedes. Auburn at 24-1, Gothenburg at 20-6. That game is scheduled for a 3:15 tip-off. We'll take the air at 2:55, about 20 minutes before. We'll have a pregame interview with Auburn coach Jim Weeks. So we're looking forward to that one, John.
Should be fun. Auburn ranked, I believe, fourth this week in the Football World Herald. Everybody's looking at Ogallala, the only undefeated team in Nebraska, the boys, and
that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of state tournament basketball. For Kirk Kilman, our producer engineer, and John Nixon, we leave you with the final score tonight, the Archangel Defenders 49 and the Sacred Heart Irish 28. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening to state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio.